Good morning. I'm Rebecca Winnetic. I'm the Community Inclusion Coordinator for Greater Metro West ABLE, which is a program of our Jewish Federation of Greater Metro West. ABLE stands for Access, Belonging, and Life Enrichment for People with Disabilities and Their Families. It's a program of our federation, and it's a collaborative network of 13 agencies supporting this population. We focus our efforts on three areas: engaging families, community inclusion, and Kehillah Shlema, the work with our synagogues. So our time's very short today, and I'm going to focus on community inclusion and the incredible impact that our teens can have on creating a more inclusive community for individuals with disabilities and ultimately their families. So think about all the ways in which your family lives Jewishly. This is how you experience Jewish life. Don't you believe that everyone should have the ability to access Jewish life? Because everyone deserves to have a place to belong, to feel a part of the Jewish community, in Greater Metro West, we continue our efforts to establish that culture of inclusion in which this can happen. We've discovered that by engaging and training our more typical teens has allowed hundreds of children and teens with disabilities, and ultimately their families, to be more successfully included in these Jewish life experiences, feeling connected to Jewish life in our community. So let's face it, our children and teens get it. They're being raised in a more inclusive environment than we were ever raised in. We have so much to learn from them, and with training, we can foster their enthusiasm and increase their skills as they support youth with disabilities in Jewish life in our community. I'm going to expand on two programs. Metro West Madrichim, noted on the screen, allows more students to remain in the mainstream religious school, youth groups, Shabbat services, and summer camp programs. Our local congregations, programs, and camps identify their own teens to participate in this training to support our students. The benefits of inclusion touch not only the individual with disabilities, but the teen mentors, the greater community, and of course, our families are feeling more connected to Jewish life. So I recently facilitated our mom support group for moms of children with disabilities. And the moms were sharing about all that they do on a daily basis, taking their kids to school and therapies and doctor's appointments, as well as their everyday mom things, you know, laundry and grocery shopping. And we collectively took a deep breath and spoke about where we find our reserves and how. And everybody finds their reserves in different ways, but they all spoke about the need for respite. And respite can come in many ways. It can come from our extended JCC or Friendship Circle programs, both supported by mentors, teen mentors that we've trained in the community. And it might be a night out for yoga, kickboxing, dinner, and that requires short-term childcare. And for families with a disability, that's a challenge. So to answer this need, Greater Metro West offers a Learn to Babysit for Children with Special Needs program, which is in its third year. The program originated at the JCC of Manhattan and has now been duplicated at two facilities in New Jersey. So this program trains a group of high school teens who are interested in providing short-term childcare for children with disabilities, and then connects them with families in the community who are seeking these services. The bottom line is, for each of us, and especially for families that include someone with a disability, is we must take care of ourselves. We can't take care of someone else if we're not taken care of on our own. Think about the oxygen mask on the airplane. You know, we're always directed to put the mask on ourselves before we attend somebody else. We're of no use to anyone if we're not cared for ourselves, and this program helps our community to answer that unmet need. So the bottom line is that our ultimate goal is increasing involvement and a sense of belonging in the Jewish community, creating meaningful opportunities for all members of our community to participate in Jewish life. And our teens provide us with a unique opportunity to not only support our children with disabilities and their families, but they're really at the forefront of creating culture change in our communities. Culture change doesn't happen overnight. It's a slow process, but it can begin with each of you. Let's engage our youth to be our ambassadors for inclusion. They live it on a daily basis in school and can really show us the way. Providing inclusive programming for individuals with disabilities allows us to not only gain the individual in Jewish life, but ultimately the entire family. So no two communities are the same, but there are many similarities across our communities. The programs that I highlighted today are replicable. It doesn't mean that they need to be cookie cutter models of what worked for us. each community really needs to adapt the materials and practices for their own culture. I'm happy to share resources and materials with you, adapt them, make them suit your needs, and continue our vision of creating an inclusive Jewish community. Thank you, and I'm happy to take any questions after.